Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good morning, Regina. I'm doing well. We are almost done with March.
I know. Can you believe it?
Spring is finally here.
Yay!
We are super
well, you
happy.
Know, that's spring, I mean, summer, my favorite time of year.
Spring
so
is here, but
say?
We might get temperatures on the cool side. But
well,
hopefully
okay.
That means we're going to be
but
warming
up. But it's coming.
Up.
Right. Yes. We're closer to it mm-hmm. than before. You know, I am excited because this month, as we know, is Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. And definitely got some dynamic women here in the studio. I know our show is called Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, but right now I feel like it's kind of girl talk, right?
I know. We got
because
some great
we've got these
here.
Dynamic women from VVC who are here with us to talk about a really great event. It's an annual event that VVC has been doing for the past few years, especially since COVID.
Yeah, and we talked about it last year, and here it is again.
And here it is again, right? Women, we keep coming back. Resiliency, right? But I want to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne this morning Elizabeth Duarte, who is the VVC Director of Instruction for Tutoring and Academics, and then also Charlotte Allen, who is the Regional Manager of Employer Engagement for VVC. Welcome to Conversations
ladies,
with Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you.
I'm excited
us.
To yes. have you guys, and I'm really excited to talk about this upcoming event that you have in celebration and recognition of Women's History Month. Now, this event will take place on March 27th. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
From 8:30 to 1 p.m. It'll be in the Student Activity Center, which is Building 44.
It's
by the lake, the two-story building. And what's really wonderful about this is that you guys have made this event free to VVC students and community. So let's just jump in and talk about, tell us about the Women's History Month program. And I think you have a theme, right?
Yes.
Resiliency is our superpower, right?
That's right. Yes.
So tell me how you guys landed on that theme.
Well, really, it was over lunch, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
We were talking about the event. We were talking about women. We were talking about some of the things that we have already done in the past. But we thought about the world today and where we are today as women leaders, as mothers, as sisters, as caregivers. And the word came up, resiliency.
Yes.
Right? Because we're very resilient. And then we said together,
we wear many hats.
So it's like, you know what? That's our superpower. And then we both kind of went, resiliency is our superpower. That's
yeah.
it.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds better together.
Yeah.
Yes. What a great story. So tell us, what can, and this is not just limited to women, right? So if men are interested and they want to join and attend, smart men will because they want to learn, right?
That's right.
So if they want to join us, it's open. But what can someone who's going to attend this event, what can they expect?
Well, we have a great agenda actually outlined. We're going to have a welcome from city officials. So Liz Becerra will be there, Leslie Irving. We also have Corian coming in from, you know, the Big Bear area. And then we also have Dr. Todd Scott, who will be welcoming on campus.
Wonderful.
And including shout-outs for entrepreneurs and also our panel, very mm-hmm. diverse and inclusive of women in the workforce here in the High Desert and IE. And we also have a great breakfast and lunch and a takeaway. So we're going to have a great agenda for that day. And the beautiful thing is also we have Teresa Shellcroft and
yes.
her art. She's going to showcase. She was there last year.
Yes.
And it was amazing. So beautiful things. We might even have a singer, right? So we have a great agenda planned for everybody. We want it to be enjoyable, welcoming, inclusive. We want women to leave inspired. We want to continue inspiring women, no matter the challenges, no matter the many hats they wear, with family, with community, with the workforce. And to know that, you know, we also wear many hats. We think of our students and we think of each other and sisterhood.
Yeah. So, Liz, I just wanted to recap on something. So you talked about Mayor Becerra from the city of Victorville, and Councilwoman Leslie Irvin, who actually this year was recognized as Woman of the Year from Assemblyman Juan Carrillo's office. So there's some superpower for you, right?
Yes.
And then you also talked about this panel of women that you're going to have, which is diverse. And these are women who are from a variety of businesses or walks of life here in our own community that span the region, right?
Yes.
And I think that that's important. And then you didn't yet mention, and I don't want to steal any thunder, but you have a dynamic, phenomenal woman who is going to be your keynote speaker. Can you share with us who that is?
That is Dr. Kenesha Williams from Transformation Nation. If you don't know her, you must be under a rock, because
yes,
she is amazing, inspiring. She always prepares what she's going to talk about, but she often tells me what's in the room, and whatever she feels like people need to hear, that's what she will give us. And
right. You
asked what people should expect. You should expect to be uplifted. You may be in tears. You will be inspired. Anything that you're struggling with, there
yes.
is so much power that's going to be in that room that you can get all those things answered and how to get there. So
yes.
She's been a guest here on our show, too. Very
yes.
passionate.
She's
yes.
very passionate. Yes.
Yeah, and I think as a keynote speaker, she was a great selection because resiliency is our superpower. She speaks to that. She's very transparent about her experience, her life experience, and how she has landed where she is now. And if anybody can speak to resiliency,
it's her.
It is her, right?
Yes.
And if anybody
yes.
can incite and move you to standing in your superpower, it's her, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I think that's wonderful. Now, the treat is that you get breakfast and lunch.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
So we have one of our partners, Starbucks, will be providing pastries and coffee. And then we recently partnered and met with the Director of Community Relations from Chick-fil-A, and they will be providing an amazing lunch.
Okay, so now it doesn't get much better than that, Roxanne, for free. I'm just sorry. It doesn't.
So
right?
Make sure that you empty your calendars on March 27th.
Right, because I believe we are what we feed ourselves, mind, body, and spirit, right? So
yes.
your mind's going to get fed, your body's going to get fed, and your spirit indeed is going to be fed. And the cost is right because it's free, right?
Yes.
So all I got to do is show up.
And
Liz right?
and Charlotte, do we have to register for your event?
No, you're just welcome to show up
what?
And come on in.
Yeah.
Everybody welcome. And you know what? It's holistic, as you mentioned, with love and care from Charlotte, myself, and ASB with Thais Jenkins.
Well, I want to say that, you know, we thank you guys for the wonderful, amazing work that's being done there on the campus of VVC. But you guys have really, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it seems like since last year there has been this just amazing push beyond the walls of the campus out into the community. And you guys have done such an extraordinary job in a number of ways, not just with Women's History Month, but in a number of ways of meeting community where we are, right? And I think that's wonderful. I'm excited about this upcoming event. If somebody wants to know more about this event and prepare, or can they bring a friend, or whatever the questions may be, right? How will they reach out to you to get those questions answered?
They can go ahead and reach out to elizabeth.duarte@bvc.edu, and my extension is 760-245-4271-2127. And
they can also email me, Charlotte, CHARLOTTE, at desertcolleges.org. And my phone number is 760-245-4271, and my extension is 2936.
Great. And I'm going to put you on the spot, but you should have an answer for this. What's your superpower? Elizabeth?
Resiliency.
Resiliency, Charlotte?
Resiliency.
Resiliency.
Organization. Mm-hmm. Time management.
Okay.
There you go.
And our voice. Roxanne?
Yeah. My turn? Oh, man. You put me on the spot for sure. I would say, I want to add to that, patience.
All right.
How about that?
What about yours?
My superpower is surrounding myself by super powerful women.
Okay.
Yes, that's my superpower. Yes. So I want to thank you guys for joining us today. Look forward to being with you on March 27th from 8:30 to 1 p.m. at VVC in the Student Activity Center, Building 44. Right?
Yes.
And it's free to the community.
And to VVC students. So if you're maybe off of school that day, or if you're there, you know, go to class and attend the event, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll post information on our Facebook pages as
well, ladies.
Thank
so come
you.
Out, be inspired, motivated, uplifted, and stand in your superpower.
Yes.
Right?
And we have someone here in our presence that will be one of the panelists also.
Regina, let's not discount her
because she is definitely a high desert superpower.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Yes. Well, thank you guys. I look forward to being with you, and I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of wonderful women and celebrating womanhood.
Yes.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Another good morning to you, Regina, and our listeners.
I know. You know what? I'm excited. We've got Dr. Patel, who's with us this morning, who's going to talk to us. And what I'm really excited about is because his posture and position is to talk to us about prevention.
Okay, and that's always important.
Yeah, and I think that's great because, you know,
We're trying to stay healthy in this new year as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I'm excited to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Dr. Patel, who has been a practicing physician here for 14 years. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
Right. And so, Doctor, tell us a little bit about your background so that we understand, because as I understand it, you are, do I call it a nephrologist, or how do I say that?
And for our listeners, what is that exactly, for those who don't know?
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me here today, and it's a pleasure to be speaking with the listeners. Nephrology, that is correct. Nephrologist is a specialty for nephrology. And what that is basically one who specializes in kidney disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so today we want to really kind of focus on, because what I really appreciated about you was that you are really intently focused on prevention, right? And preventative care, I should say. And that is really with respect to, healthy kidney health.
Doctor, how important are our kidneys?
Well, a lot of times we don't think about our kidneys until they fail or something goes wrong.
Yes.
A lot of times people take it for granted, I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because, most of the times we think about, okay, we're urinating and there's nothing wrong with our kidneys as long as we're urinating.
Right.
And a lot of times I end up seeing patients who continue to urinate just fine. And when I'm telling them they're in kidney failure or have kidney disease, they're very shocked to hear that.
Yes. So let me ask this. What are the most common kidney problems that you see?
Yes. So in the United States, the most common cause of kidney failure, two leading causes, are diabetes and hypertension.
Okay.
Both of which have now become, I would really hate to use the word pandemic since we just got over COVID.
Yeah.
However, I definitely do think that it's increasing in prevalence, both of those diseases, and that's because of our lifestyle and our habits. And there is much more to be done from the preventative care standpoint.
And are you seeing this uptick? Is it by age? Is it women or men have more? What are you seeing with regard to that?
So, excellent question. I think it's a combination in terms of both men and women. But I think it's because we're seeing people live longer also.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, we're seeing increased prevalence of kidney disease as well. But more to say, I think, is because of a prevalence of obesity in the United States has gone up tremendously.
Yes.
And as well, just dietary habits, you know, things that we should be eating in proportion, we're not.
So can we talk about sodas, soft drinks?
Yep. Excellent question. So, you know, a lot of times we don't think about it. What causes hypertension and how do we, for example, prevent hypertension or treat hypertension, right? Soda cans, if you look at it, there's sodium content. When you're put on sodium restrictions, a lot of people or patients will tell me that, doc, I don't add salt to my food. But, well, guess what? Foods already come with sodium contents.
Yes.
So we also have to vigilantly pay attention to foods that are already high in sodium. So when we're putting patients on salt or sodium restriction and you're doing your part from standpoint from diet, but then you're not looking at sodas, for example. So definitely that's one of the concerns. You know, I always tell my patients to also pay attention to that soda also comes with sodium. Mm-hmm. Sodas are highly caffeinated beverages as well. So
is that coffee?
Exactly. Okay. So caffeinated beverages can, you know, yield dehydration. And in patients who are hypertensive or have diabetes, dehydration can affect kidneys profoundly.
Mm-hmm. So, doctor, tell me also, are there some common symptoms when you start to have some challenges with your kidneys?
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, I see patients when they come to my office, most of the referrals I get, for example, are of patients who have hit tail end of their kidney disease. For example, they're just looking at numbers. And we see patients who have kidney dysfunction with 30-20% functioning of kidneys left.
Mm.
And like I said earlier, you know, patients are quite surprised to hear that because they're thinking, well, I'm urinating okay.
Right.
I don't have problems peeing.
Right.
But guess what? The function is low. And then when we start talking about the signs and symptoms, it clicks with them that, yes, I have been experiencing these symptoms. So most commonly, fatigue is one of the symptoms of kidney disease.
Okay.
Swelling is another symptom.
Swelling of the...
Swelling of your legs, swelling of your arms, face.
Okay.
It can happen throughout the body.
Okay.
But most commonly, legs.
Legs, okay.
Dr. Patel, can we go backwards a little bit? What is the function of the kidneys? So for those who may not know how important they are for the body.
Yep. Excellent question. You know, I think that's the basic understanding of why kidneys are very important to us, which is something that we always ignore. So most important function of our kidneys is to eliminate toxins that our body generates, particularly urea toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And second most is electrolytes balance. So, for example, your potassium in your bloodstream or your calcium, your phosphorus, your sodium, etc. Thirdly, fluid balance. Kidneys are the only organ systems that can get rid of fluids from our body.
Mm-hmm.
When we're drinking fluids, the kidneys are not working, we're going to start getting fluid overload, what I like to say, or swelling starts
to
occur.
The swelling.
Yes.
Okay. And so are there any kind of test that we should be taking on, you know, just like we go and have an annual physical? Are there tests that should be included in that to tell us what our kidney health is?
Like specifically targeting
the
kidneys?
You know.
Yeah. So, you know, luckily for last 15 years or so now, your general laboratories that patients go to get their blood draw are labeling what's called EGFR. It's an estimated glomerular filtration rate.
Okay.
What stands for basically looking at is like percentage of kidney function. Okay. It's a calculated number derived from your age, your sex, your body weight, etc. And an absolute lab test that is drawn, which is creatinine, which is a waste product in our bloodstream. So all those numbers kind of get plugged into an equation, and that gives you a more or less a percentage of kidney function. And the labs are mandatorily required nowadays to actually not just report the GFR, but also tell physicians who have ordered that lab what stage kidney disease the patient is in, so that referrals can be appropriately placed for specialists.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this right. If I go to my primary and he or she is, you know, preparing everything, what are my labs that I need to have done annually? Should this EGFR, is that what it's called, should that be included in there? Is that something that I necessarily need to ask for, or that's just automatic?
Yeah, absolutely. No, so everybody who has routine healthcare maintenance on an annual basis, that will be reported in the labs.
Okay.
So that's an automated thing that happens.
Okay.
But more so special, I'd like to bring special attention to patients who have diabetes and hypertension. So EGFR is just a part of the equation of kidney disease. Okay.
Are those numbers pretty accurate, doctor?
They are pretty accurate depending on what equation is being used. And so there are different equations, but most commonly that are reported by the routine lab works, they use the most accurate equations, yes.
Okay.
But what I was telling you was that I want to have your listeners pay attention to those that have diabetes and hypertension, for example, because that's what preventative care for kidney disease plays a role in. The guidelines as they are currently is that a diabetic patient should, on twice a year, get their kidney function checked. And that's EGFR is only one way of checking the kidney function. Another one is to do a urine sample.
Okay.
And particularly in the urine sample, you're looking for protein leakage, okay, what we call proteinuria. And that's very important because a lot of times protein in the urine will come before your kidney function by numbers start to decrease.
Oh, so that's an indicator.
That's an indicator that the damage, unfortunately, has already happened.
Ah, okay.
Doctor, is kidney disease, of course it is preventable, but is it irreversible?
So I would say it's controllable to some extent, and what the primary driving factor is. For example, if you are, you know, unlucky to have lupus nephritis. Lupus nephritis is a very aggressive disease form. Mm-hmm. And that a lot of times can just present with fulminant kidney failure, where patients actually initially have symptoms where they need to have dialysis. And then sometimes we have to work in a reverse fashion to diagnose that they have lupus that's affecting their kidneys. But in patients who have diabetes, hypertension, it definitely is preventative, meaning that you can do things that can help preserve your kidney function if you develop dysfunction or slow the process down.
Okay. And so, doctor, are there things that you would recommend just for us to practice to have healthy kidneys?
Yes, excellent question. I think preventative care applies across the board when we're talking about any form of disease stage or disease process. I think as far as the kidneys go, it is very important. So, for example, weight management is very important. So if you are somebody who you know have been diagnosed of having kidney problems, then making sure that you're in a targeted weight for your age and your height is very important. Secondly, I would say those that are smokers, you gotta quit smoking, because that's one of the things that
it's a strain on the kidneys too.
It is big strain on the kidneys. That's correct.
Okay.
And then salt restriction, whether you're diabetic or hypertensive patient, restricting daily intake of salt under the guidance of your doctor is very important, but trying to stay away from junk food. It's food, processed foods and junk foods. Yes.
Right. Doctor, this has been really some wonderful information, a lot of food for thought, and a lot of insight in terms of us, you know, having healthy kidneys, what to kind of look for, what are some of the symptoms, you know, and then what are some of the things that we can do on a daily basis to be preventative or to help ourselves not find ourselves in a situation to where, you know, we hear a lot of talk, and it's quite common, about dialysis, right? And maybe what we'll do is have you back to kind of do a second part, Roxanne. What do you think to talk to us about?
For those who may have, know, kidney disease or are on dialysis, what are the different options? Or is dialysis the only option that they have to
so
sustain?
If we invite you back to come and talk to us about that, would you be open to that?
Absolutely. I would really like to reach out to you and you know, encourage you to have either be with me or another provider, but definitely discuss treatment options for patients who have kidney disease. It's very prevalent in High Desert area.
Yes.
San Bernardino County, unfortunately, is the largest county with dialysis patients in the United States.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is not a stat we want to be proud of.
We do not. We do not. Right? Yes. But unfortunately, that is the statistics. And we have a lot of dialysis patients in the community and in the county that, need treatment. And, dialysis that we hear about, which is conventional dialysis that takes place in the dialysis center, that patients go to 3 days a week. I want to, tell you that that's not the only form of treatment option. Mm-hmm. There are other dialysis treatment options, and hopefully we can have another sessions that we can discuss about those things.
We'd love to invite you back to talk to us about that. Dr. Patel, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing this information with us. Again, I just applaud the fact that the importance to you is preventative care.
You for those great tips. So if you are listening, you want to start maybe preserving or learning more about your kidney health, these are great tips to start off with.
Yes, and so we'll be extending an invitation to have you back and share more with us, maybe do a little deeper dive into what some of those options are, those alternative options for dialysis, which I'm sure there's some of our listeners that may find themselves or a loved one in that particular situation, and so that would be really great information to share with them. Is there anything else that you want before we end our conversation? Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
Yes, I do. Those that are listening, I want to thank you for your time and listening to me today and, continued support for Regina and Roxanne.
Oh,
I think that it's programs like these that really, work in communities and help bring awareness to health in the community. And I would like to, continue partaking and provide whatever I can for the community as well.
Well, we thank you for that.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you back sooner than later. Because this is like one of those mini-series episodes, right? You want to find out what's next.
No, stay tuned for that. Yeah, yes. We'll definitely let our listeners know when those episodes are going to be coming up. So,
yeah. Well, Dr. Patel, thank you for your time. We look forward to having you back really soon to further talk to us about that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.